This year, like many single Americans, I moved back home to my parents' house to ride out the pandemic. As soon as I got home to Hammond, Indiana, it became my mission to try and keep my parents safe any way I could. As a journalist, the more stories I read about the impact COVID could have on older populations with pre-existing conditions, the more I became worried about one person in general. Mi papá, my dad.
¿Pero cómo quieres que diga que...?
I just want to see how you sound. To say, like, me llamo, mi nombre es...
Mi nombre es Martín Anguiano. Vivo en Hammond, Indiana.
¿Qué más? ¿Qué haces? ¿En qué trabajas?
Trabajo para American Sugar Refinery.
My dad is in his upper 50s and was considered vulnerable any way you roll the dice. The more and more I read about the implications of COVID on someone specifically like him, the more I worried. But because he works in food production, COVID-19 guidelines were immediately put into place at his job. And he started hearing about vaccines and other things at work, and says that for him, there was no question that he'd be getting a COVID-19 shot when it was offered to him.
Es como cualquier, como el flu shot que me lo ha hecho cada año. Eso que... Es también del parte del gobierno que te para evitar más enfermedades y eso. Yo pienso que es pues para ayudar a la gente.
But he says while he was getting a lot of this information at work, he was hearing a lot of other information as well from his coworkers.
Pues todos piensan diferente, muchos que no se quieren vacunar, ¿por qué? Porque dicen que les van a meter eso, como tengo el chip, yo no creo en eso.
At the time I moved back home, I was working as a health and science reporter in Indiana. I was able to help my parents navigate how to best fit masks, what the constantly changing state guidelines were, and even how to sign up for vaccines. But that's not the case for many people.
Yeah, some of the things we see when we're trying to get people to come in and take the vaccine are just the fear of the vaccine itself.
That's Pedro. Part of his job is setting up vaccine clinics to help distribute vaccines in some of the most vulnerable communities in Illinois.
They have fears on the efficacy of the vaccine. They have fears of possible side effects of the vaccine. Those are definitely fears that are out there. And then some of the other issues are surrounding information that they need to give in order to get the vaccine and how that might impact them by giving certain demographic information.
He says while getting the message out about vaccines, as well as vaccine availability has improved, more direct initiatives could have had a bigger impact on how the vaccine has been received. Some of the communities facing the biggest hurdles include immigrants and people of color.
I'll also mention that, you know, the barriers, a lot of the times earlier to get the vaccine, you'd have to sign up online. You'd have to go in and quickly sign up for open spots as quick as you can. And that's an issue for example, we talked about the immigrant population. How are you going to get people to make sure that they get online or get to a website as quickly as they can before the spots are gone? That's not an easy thing when you have a language barrier. And when you have maybe not access to the internet, maybe you're not as good with computers and you can get to a website, find a website and get to a spot and sign up. And then even in the website, you got to put in your information, which we talked about. You don't want to be giving that information. Some people don't. There's a fear around that. So going forward, though, like, yeah, maybe knowing that there's more doses available. And I mentioned about how, you know, still getting the vaccine at clinics where it's okay if you don't have an ID. It's okay if you don't have proof of where you live, that is something you still can do and get the vaccine if that's what you want.
Pedro says his work involves a lot of collaboration with local community advocacy and health groups to help address issues specific to communities. He says working with local organizations could have helped curb some of the misinformation associated with vaccines, from conspiracy theories to the effects the vaccine could have on individual people. Indiana State Representative Mike Andrade agrees with Pedro on the need for communities to be addressed individually. A representative from one of the most diverse areas in the state, Lake County, Andrade says every community is different and requires a different approach. Andrade says one of the biggest issues that constantly came up when he talked to people about getting vaccinated was the fear of not being legal or having the proper documentation.
I put myself in the shoes of those family members, of those people who have relatives who are undocumented, who don't have the ability because they don't have the legal status to get vaccinated. I think this vaccination, we're trying to do it for everyone. It's a human issue thing. It's not a race issue. It's not a legal status issue. It's a human issue. We want everyone to be healthy. We want everyone as human beings to be able to enjoy quality of life.
Andrade says he made it his mission as a Latino representative to reach out to state health leaders in order to ensure Latino outreach was also a priority for the state when the plan for fighting COVID-19 and vaccine rollout was created. He says his persistence paid off. The state of Indiana is set to host a vaccine clinic focused on getting the Latino community vaccinated. He says translating information is simply not enough. He says cultural sensitivity goes a long way.
That's vital, and I couldn't tell how many times, let's be honest, mijo, and I'm going to say this in Spanish, porque los güeros lo hacen, lo vas a hacer tú. ¿Tú qué crees de eso, right? Oh, because the white people do it, what you mean it's okay? And it's a cultural thing. It's the world that we live in where there's a lot of skepticism, but then also it's a cultural thing. And I think it also comes down, well, they see somebody who's Hispanic doing it, then it's okay.
While people like Pedro and Andrade try to fight vaccine misinformation and try to talk Latinos across the Midwest to get the vaccine against COVID-19, Latinos like my dad never questioned whether or not they would get it. They just waited for the day they could.
Y luego, por ejemplo, ¿cuánta gente no quisiera tenerla como en México? Y sí, pues allá en México la están buscando mucho. Que, pues que te la pongan. Y luego es fácil aquí, nomás hablas así como y te la ponen.
My dad is from Mexico, and he still has family in Mexico. He reminds me that his father, my grandfather, may have also passed away from COVID-19 complications. When I ask whether he ever felt hesitant to get the vaccine, he talks about family members who are anxiously waiting for it to become readily available in Mexico.